Blog Talk Radio.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions?
You'll find it here, scottinsler.org, where you will hear the facts.
When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world.
scottinsler.org
reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late.
That's right. It's not too late. If you've got curses in your family, if you yourself feel like you're cursed, or your spouse, or your children, where your finances are always being devastated, no matter what you do, when you think your head, it crashes down around you, illness comes in, accidents come in, which is usually related to witchcraft, by the way. But we're going to talk about that. We're also going to discuss some of the curses on our Vietnam vets that happened in the 60s and 70s, the curses of the Indians and the Trail of Tears. And we're going to talk about Deuteronomy 28 and how that all plays together. Right now, I'd like to start out in prayer. Father, I thank you for those who are listening. I thank you for their obedience. And Father, if there's any anxieties in them right now, just lay them down, remove them, cancel them. I cancel all assignments of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Well, this is Scott Hensler of scotthensler.org on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to my website and go to contact, if you have any questions or you need prayer requests or anything along that line, just go ahead and go to it and send me an email. And another show or two, I'd like to probably get someone on with a question or maybe even pray over them. I've been in the deliverance ministry 13, going on 14 years now. The miraculous healings, the people set free, has been amazing. And most of the issues that were plaguing Christians, by the way, were curses. Now, I was trying to catch up to speed with what people were saying out there about curses on the internet. And I see that some just don't want to believe it. And they find every reason to cancel it down, how God wouldn't do it. But, you know, God's laws were written day one. Day one in the Word of God. And when he says choose blessings or choose curses, I think he means what he says. And in Deuteronomy 28:15, the hammer drops. And all the issues and all the problems and the disobedience and the unrepenting, now the iniquity acts of the father, all come piling down. But luckily, at Deuteronomy 28:1-4 and on, talks about blessings. So we can reverse them, we can break them, and through our obedience and our love of Christ and our love of God and the love of each other as fellow Christians, which is extremely important. If you think you can curse another Christian, think again. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not a week from now, but possibly a year or even longer, something's going to happen. And you're going to get knocked on your teeter, and you're going to wonder what in the world I did to deserve that. Well, we're supposed to love our brother. We're supposed to love our neighbor. And by cursing, word cursing, and even doing acts of backstabbing, gossiping, slandering, speaking evil of other people is the same thing. So you need to make sure that you're walking correctly. Because, as God said, choose blessings, choose curses. So the choice is yours, and he wants to bless you. There's blessings being withheld right now for you because of the curses in your family, generational curses, curses from your father, curses from your mother. And I don't mean just your mother and father. It's go back to your grandfather. Now, there's some controversy, too, that the sins are visited upon the generations, the fourth and fifth generations. Now, that doesn't mean that it just ends. And I get into that argument with a lot of people. to me, it's an infinity. But here's the thing. If you're cursed, chances are you're going to sin. And if you sin, you're going to perpetuate, you're going to possibly have an iniquitous pull bring you back into the very things that brought the curses on you in the first place, and it's going to continue downhill with momentum through the rest of the generations. So whether it really does stop at the fourth or fifth, I'm not even going to argue that. What I have found in all these years with working with hundreds, probably thousands of people now, at least thousands of I've come in contact with, that through the sins that continued on, let's say you have addictions. It was a curse of addiction. And you continued on with sexual addiction, you continued on with alcohol and drugs, money, gambling, who knows? Well, that's going to continue. And then you've cursed your children, you've cursed your grandchildren. What the good news is through the blood of Jesus Christ, who paid for these sins, this can all be broken. Remember, we fulfilled the Old Testament. And we're here basking in the love of Jesus Christ for what he did on the cross. And because of that, we can come out of this. Because of that, this can come off our shoulders. Because of that, we no longer have guilt. We no longer have shame. Shame. Toxic shame that keeps us from holding our head up, that took the spark out of our eyes when we were children for the atrocities that were committed. And by the way, those who have committed those atrocities against you, if you were a child and you were molested or inappropriateness was done to you and so forth, the curse is put on them. Now, unfortunately, devil doesn't play fair, and that curse can be on you as well. And so with the blood of Jesus Christ, that can be removed. You can be healed. You can be set free. And you can move forward to heal and set others free. Because now you know what's going on. And with that comes knowledge, discernment, wisdom, and courage to stand up and say, I am not going to be a victim. And how dare you curse or harm a child of God? And I am going to make sure that that doesn't happen because God told me that I need to move forward. Jesus himself said, heal the sick, cast demons out. Read Isaiah 61. There's no question there. And with that, these curses can be broken. Now, real quickly, as far as generational curses go, that's going to allow demons to come in. Now, demons carry the curse. They're the ones that are the little workers behind the scenes carrying out these curses. So if you break the curses and you cast the demons out, the effect completely goes away. Now, some break the curses, but they never cast the demons out or never have someone cast the demons out. And because of that, they just sort of go dormant like some special torpedo dropped in the ocean that goes around and around till it finds a sub. And if it doesn't find a sub, it goes dormant and lays at the bottom of the ocean. This is military technology. And when a sub comes by with a noise signature that it's an enemy, it wakes up and finds its target. And that's exactly what demons do. They'll wait until you sin again, or there's enough of a door to come open, or you go into relationship with somebody who has curses. And now the demons join forces. You know, demons don't like each other, but you know what? They've got a common enemy, and that's us. And so they'll join forces, and they'll work at taking us down. One, they're commanded. The authorities, the fallen angels, Lucifer, the order that they have, there's a chain of command. And the lower ones basically are the grunts, the ground workers. And they're the ones doing pretty much the hard work. Well, the other ones are commanding, directing. And I assure you that since they're very ancient beings, that they're very intelligent. And they know you better than know yourself. And by the way, those who deal in necromancy, those who read tarot cards, those who reach out in divination to find tomorrow's activities or try and find truth in that matter, you're cursed from it. You need to stop. You need to repent. You need to cast it down. And then you need to cast out the demons that are associated with it. Because if you don't, chances are you're going to pick up Sunday's paper and you're going to read, you know, you're going to read things that's going to bring you back into that sin. Now let me talk about the Vietnam vet. Now the Buddhists, under the direction of the Viet Cong, and I'm sure the Buddhists probably were terrified of the Viet Cong, were ordered to curse our troops. I was reading one article years ago where there was a bunch of them sitting on a hill somewhere, and as the helicopters landed and the troops got off the helicopters, they were cursing each individual one. Well, what were those curses? Those curses heavily involved never finding peace, wandering, continually roaming, and never having a home, and anger. Well, does that not fit the situation of the vets? And God bless them. The horrible experiences that they went through, and then to come back to the United States that turned their back on, to come back to Hollywood that slandered them, that alone brought curses on the people who did it, because these are the men and women who were answering the call of their country, whether they believed it or not. And then, of course, we find out later on the whole thing is a scam. And that spilt blood on the ground, I can assure you, Johnson and the others paid for it. And in fact, I understand Johnson was terribly tormented in his last days. And that's a curse. And I'm sure his family's dealing with things, too. And by the way, Kennedy's. Old man Kennedy was dealing in, you know, alcohol during the Prohibition. Well, he was bringing substances to people for consumption, not only breaking the law of lawlessness, but those types of things can fall under pharmakeia and sorcery with addictions. And they all carry demons, and so there's a curse there. And God bless the Kennedys, by the way. You know, they've had their share. The other two is, I don't know how many are aware of this, but the Trail of Tears. Back in 1830, our president at the time ordered 4,000 and more Indians to be relocated. And that meant that every Indian, man, woman, and child, had to march by foot across the plains. And many of them died. Many of them perished. And right after that, every president that held office from 1830 on for, I think, the next 40 years or so, I'd have to look that back up, died in office. In office. And that curse possibly came from the Simeon tribe, which I believe is down in Florida. They may be all over, but that's where I remember them. And with word curses and oaths, these things speaking into the spirit realm are very powerful. And when you speak into the spirit realm, if you say, even to yourself, you say, well, I'll be damned. Well, you know what? Stop that. Because you're speaking into the spirit realm. That's how powerful it is. And then demons now basically have an assignment. There's an open door. They have a legal right. They come into the bloodline. And they do what their ugly nature is. If they're a demon of cancer, if they're a demon of insanity, if they're a demon of addiction, if they're a demon of bad relationships, if they're a demon of poverty, a demon of sickness and premature death and divorce, family strife, cheating spouses, personality disorders, insanity, these are all curses. And these are curses that we can speak on other people. So it is very important not to speak ill of others. We're not to word curse. We're not to backstab. We're not to gossip. We're not to slander for these very reasons. And that will come back to you. Nothing good will come out of what you do that is not in line with Christ. And again, it may not be tomorrow, may not be next week, it may not be a year, but it may accumulate, and next thing, everything tumbles down, and you wonder what in the world happened. With all the ministering that I've done over the years, the amount of people, Christians, that come into the deliverance ministries, you can see maybe 10 personally a week and then maybe 100 on the weekend with a group deliverance. And I will guarantee you that there's a curse in every line for the reason that they're demonized or infected with demons. I don't mean demon-possessed. It's a different term. But you can be oppressed, you can be infected, you can be affected. They can be in you, they can be out of you. They can be hurting your finances, as I mentioned before. Your health. And these things can be broken. These things can be removed through the blood of Jesus Christ. And in the deliverance ministry, the Holy Spirit is invited. The name of Jesus Christ is proclaimed. The righteousness of God is honored. And in that authority and power that was given to us through Jesus Christ with his sacrifice, we break curses. We cast out demons. We heal the sick. There can be a difference in illness. You can be sick that can be caused by a demon, or you may be injured or have a poison, or there's an infection that came from a third source that needs a healing. There's a difference. It may not be necessarily cursed. It may be, you know, something happened. But if you've got something that repeats over and over again, like Derek Prince. Derek Prince was such a pioneer and exposing the demonic realm and how they laid curses out on us. And unfortunately, the church rejected a lot of Derek Prince in the beginning, but here we are years later, and he was definitely a man of God. He was definitely doing what he was called to do, and he's being honored by his teachings and books, and there's a website dedicated to him with his old teachings that you can go to that continually make available his teachings on blessings and curses, on casting out demons, and all the other issues that affect Christians and non-Christians. So a man like that deserves my respect and others, and thank you for those people who are continuing his ministry, because in my beginning back in the early 20s, when I say 2000, that's about, I think, when I first started hearing and reading his book, and then by 2003 I read the Blessings and Curses book, which was spoke so much to me because it made me understand exactly what was going on. Well, lo and behold, I had Freemason in my family. And by the way, we all do. Most of us do. And the Freemasons take oaths. In fact, they actually renounce Christ, and through their abominations, they curse the family. They curse the bloodline through being associated with these secret societies and the oaths that they take. And by the way, in the beginning, they're like, well, the first ones they take, whether they're going to continue in it or not, they say that if they walk away from it and reveal that all the curses, or all the oaths, the curses within the oaths that they speak will be brought upon their families. I've dealt with many people and wondered what in the world, why we couldn't get them completely delivered. And here it turned out that maybe themselves at one time was a Mason, or their father was a Mason, and certainly Grandpa could have been a Mason. And then the women in the Morning Star. This is all related. You should be joining this stuff, and you should be taking oaths. Your yes should be yes, and your no should be no. But as the deliverances that I've been involved with, by breaking the curses, the demon now no longer had an authority, no longer had a legal right. And with the demon cast out, all the issues stopped. All the problematic instances went away. And then to lay hands on them, and then speak blessings over that individual, man, woman, child, doesn't matter. Now, let's say, for instance, it's a young woman, and she's been horribly abused. Well, chances are, and I mean sexually, and I mean bad, chances are there was a target on her back, and the demons set her up, molested her, raped her, by using another demonized individual who they themselves were cursed, and probably they themselves were abused horribly and sexually. And that was their entry point. And they're simply carrying on that curse, the fourth and fifth, and acting out the ugly nature of the demons that now inhabit them. And most of them don't even, can't stop, and they've called for help and nobody helps them. Or they've succumbed to it, and now they're a part of that iniquity. And that's where a lot of the hard cases come from. But now the young girl has been violated, and now she feels shameful. The chances are the perpetrator told her that she was shameful, told her that he would reveal her sin to others if she ever spoke of it to try and shut her up. And I know that many of you listening have probably been in this situation. In fact, the numbers are quite high, higher than most people, I think, would ever imagine. And by breaking that curse and casting out the demons, I generally will sit in front of the young lady and hold her hand and look up at her as I'm down on the floor, almost like I'm going to propose to her. And I ask for forgiveness for the sins of what men had done to her, because it is so important to now forgive the person that harmed you so that that curse will not come back, that curse will not continue. Because if you have children, if you have grandchildren, you want it to stop. And I can guarantee you that demons not only hate you, hate me, they hate children. They hate children so bad that when you go to break the curse off the child, off the bloodline, and all future generations, they go ballistic. Because they've been in the bloodline for who knows how long, and they know they may leave you. But if you haven't covered the children, they know that they just have to wait, and they'll eventually try and take the children down. Well, that needs to stop. And that's going to stop through forgiveness. And when you can forgive and get the root of bitterness out of you and let that person go, because you need to understand the one that did this to you, that they were, and believe me, the curse is going to take them down too. So you need to pray for them, because what lays ahead for them is terrible. And you certainly don't want that to happen to you. You don't want it to continue down through your children. So release them, forgive them, set them free. And I can assure you the weight's going to come off of your shoulder. And like I said, when I look up in their eyes and I ask for forgiveness, they usually break down bawling and crying and utter yes. And when they say yes, if there's anything left over, I go after it and I get rid of it, because with that forgiveness, they know they don't have a leg to stand on, the demons, and I get rid of them. And then I usually walk around behind them and I'll lay hands on them like a father. And I will just love them through prayer as if I'm their earthly father. And I will speak blessings over them with a prophetic Holy Spirit blessing to release those things that have been withheld in the past, that have been because of the sins, because of the curses. Now the finances are released. The relationships, the godly relationships can start pouring in, and they're released. The joy comes back in their heart, joy. Real honest to goodness joy for the first time in their life. And now they can experience that vertical relationship with the Father. Because if the Father had to be the perpetrator, then they see authority figures or father figures as bad or evil or scared. And with that removed, now they can look up to God and understand who He is and that He is the real Father. And for the first time in their life, they can have a relationship with a man who is a father, with a God who is a father. Maybe they'll go back to their earthly father and offer forgiveness, and that can be healed. And I can assure you that's a wonderful thing, because we're to honor our father and mother. And if we don't honor our father and mother, that is a curse. And that curse will come back to make sure that your days are not happy. Choose blessings, choose curses. Now, I've covered a lot, and there's more I need to cover, but that's basically it in a nutshell. I would like to pray right now for those that are listening. If you're hurting because of what somebody did to you, now, you remember, it isn't just men perpetrating against women. Unfortunately, there's a rise of this being reversed. And I deal with a lot of young men and adult males who were violated too as children. And it's the same thing. The curse is on them. That needs to be broken. Forgiveness needs to flow and just get that all done so they can have relationships with their wives again. The curse of divorces can be broken. Curse of bad relationships can be removed. And then maybe they're estranged from their children. And that can all come together. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we understand who you are, that you are the God of the heavens, the God of the Bible. And your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, willingly sacrificed himself on the cross to pay for the sins of us fallen men and women from the Garden of Eden. And through that payment, through the blood sacrifice, we are now released, but knowing, Father, that Jesus commanded us to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to set the captives free, to restore sight to the blind, that we need to take the step forward. So, Father, speak to everybody who's listening as to what they're supposed to do. Give them dreams and visions. And, Father, if there's anxieties and toxic shame over them now, that's broken. It no longer has a right. It no longer has authority. It no longer is able to affect them. It has broke off their bloodline and all future generations. The curses are canceled, are void, are cast down. They no longer have effect in the name of Jesus Christ. And every demon that hears the sound of my voice, I send a torment. I cast you out to the pit. I forbid you from coming back. I close the doors. I seal with the blood of Jesus. And I speak blessings over those who are listening. Forgive, forgiveness, and repent. Repent and forgive in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, well, thank you. Thank you for listening. I've got more coming. I'll be talking about demons and specifically, and specifics, and the rest of the issues that are out there. God bless.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.